Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. I wonder where in the world you are right now. In some places in the world, it's nighttime. However, in other places, children are just getting out of bed and ready for school. Even the seasons are different in different parts of the world. The Northern Hemisphere is the half of the world above the equator. It includes places like North America, Central America, the Caribbean, Europe, most of Asia, and the northern parts of Africa and South America. For those places, it's spring right now. The flowers are blooming, and the days are getting hotter and longer. It is autumn in the southern hemisphere, the half of the world below the equator. In places like the southern parts of Africa and Asia, Antarctica, Australia, most of South America, and New Zealand, the days are getting colder and shorter. The leaves on the trees have been slowly changing color, from green to yellow and brown, and then falling to the ground. I'm in Canada, so I'm really enjoying our spring weather right now. But one of my favorite things to do in autumn is playing in piles of leaves. How about you? Today, we're going to take a trip to the park and play in the leaves. We're going to do things a little differently today. I want you to stand up nice and tall if you can. You'll need a little bit of space around you. So if you're listening in your classroom or your bedroom, make sure that you're not too close to other people or furniture. Stand so that your feet are right below your shoulders, tall and strong. Relax your arms by your sides. Close your eyes, roll your shoulders back, and lift up your chin so that it is parallel to the floor. As I do the calm down countdown, try breathing in as I say each number, breathing out in between. Ready? 10. 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2. 1. We're at the park now. Can you feel the warmth of the sun? Tilt your head up to the sky and imagine the warm sun shining on your face. Now tilt your head down. See those leaves at your feet? They look really crunchy. Can you try crunching them with your toes? Wiggle your toes and then scrunch them together to crunch up the leaves. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Uh-oh, the wind is blowing. I think it's going to blow some more leaves down off the trees. Take your hands from your sides and sweep them upwards, like the wind through the trees. Now keep them stretching right up high, reaching towards the sky. You look a little bit like a tree right now. Stretch your fingers out and keep reaching. Now take a deep breath in. And as you let your breath out, bend your knees slightly and fold your arms and body down at the waist, like you're folding your entire body in half. Let your tummy rest on your thighs and your head and arms hang down. Let's just hang here for a moment. Feel gravity pulling the weight of your head toward the ground. You can swing back and forth a little if you want. Just don't lose your balance. If you're swinging, slowly come to a stop. Use your imagination to see all the autumn leaves at your feet. They are golden yellows, bright oranges, bold reds, and earthy browns. The colors are so warm and bright. Reach your hands down to the ground or as low as you can go. Can you pick up some of those crunchy leaves? Pretend to grab some in your hands. And now, slowly roll your body up, starting at your waist, moving up vertebrae by vertebrae until your back is straight and you're standing tall and strong again. Once you're standing straight, you can fling those leaves into the air. Imagine the riot of color and rustling sound that the leaves make as they shower to the ground. Let's do that once more. Sweep your arms right up to the sky, stretching as far up as you can go. Take a deep breath in, bend your knees slightly, and fold your body down, and pick up some leaves. Hold on tight to those leaves. Now slowly roll your body back up. And once you're standing up straight, toss those leaves up into the air again. Beautiful. Now, have you ever made a snow angel before? Why don't we try and make a leaf angel? Slowly lower yourself to the ground and lie down on your back. Close your eyes. Take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Bring both knees up and squeeze them to your chest. Take a deep breath in and then let it out as you slowly stretch your legs back onto the ground and lower your arms down to your sides. Ready to make a leaf angel? Stretch out your arms and legs so that you look like a star. Start moving your arms and legs now, making your leaf angel. Try breathing in as your arms and legs point straight, and breathe out as you move them out to the sides. As you continue to make leaf angels at your own pace, I wanted to ask if you knew why leaves change color. The trees that have leaves that will drop off are called deciduous trees. In the spring and summer, when it is warm and sunny, leaves are in charge of making food for the trees. The leaves have a chemical called chlorophyll, which absorbs the sunlight in the spring and summer and turns it into tree food. Chlorophyll is what also gives the leaves its green color. However, when autumn begins, the temperature begins to drop and the days become shorter, which means less sunlight. The chlorophyll begins to break down and the leaves lose its green color. The other pigments, which were also there to begin with, such as yellow, orange, red, and brown, start to show. All right, I think everyone's finished by now. Look at those leaf angels. Brilliant. Let's stretch out one last time. This time, leave your legs out so that your feet are further apart than your shoulders. Take your hands and bring them to your sides, palms facing up. You can wiggle your shoulders under you to make this a little more comfortable if you need to. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, feel your entire body relax, loosen, and sink further into the ground. I hope you enjoyed our time at the park today. Do you have a park near your home? Or a playground at school? Maybe today, or on the weekend, you can go out and play at the park or on the playground. If you live in the southern hemisphere, maybe you can go jumping in a pile of leaves and make a real leaf angel. Or if you're in the northern hemisphere, maybe you can go looking for some new flowers or plants that are starting to grow. Wherever you are, I hope you have a chance to see and touch and smell the trees and plants all around you. Trees are amazing. They clean the air, they provide us shade, and they're home to so many animals, birds, and insects. I'll leave you with the first line of one of my favorite nature poems, Trees, by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Until next time, peace out and peace within. This episode of Peace Out was narrated by me, Chanel Tsang, and written by Jess Judd. You can listen to Jess's other stories or hear her narrate over at the Storytime podcast. Thank you, Jess. Thanks also to Rob Griffiths for producing Peace Out. Next week is our final episode of Peace Out Season 1. If you'd like to listen to our past episodes, you can find them at bedtime.fm/peaceout or on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Thanks again for listening.